It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick down here in Miami. And, Coach, seems like you guys have straightened some things out since the bye, going back 2 weeks, playing some more efficient football, protecting the football, not turning it over, and playing good defense.
Well, hopefully we can continue to do that. We had a couple of, good wins there against the Jets on the road and Minnesota at home. But this will be a tough one today down here in Miami. And so we'll see whether we can, play well enough. We haven't done that in a while down here.
Seems like your defense, just getting back to the defense real quick here, as far as tackling, just keeping guys in front of them, tackling. I know you really can't work on it a lot in practice, but as far as the technique of it, the play of your safeties, the coaching of your defensive football team, guys like J.C. Jackson getting a chance last week to play, rookies stepping up this late in the year, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, J.C. did a nice job for us. Defensively, overall, we're tackling better than we did in the early part of the season, so that's a good thing. Hopefully we can continue that. Miami's got good backs, and they got some guys who can really run with the ball. So we'll get challenged there today.
As far as one of those, Kaden Drake, downhill runner, you faced him before, not only between the tackles as far as the strength of his legs, and his SEC backs are pretty good, but their breakaway speed, the ability of these guys to pop it, that's something you got to be concerned with, especially with the front.
Yeah, Drake's a big guy, play guy. He caught a 50-yard pass against us last year. Where Gore is a tough physical inside runner. Who has deceptive speed outside and is very tough to tackle in the secondary. So those guys, plus the rest of their backs, they have good depth at that position. So we'll have, plus Tannehill, he keeps the ball plenty of times himself. So he's like another running back there.
And they've had some influx at the quarterback position, whether through injury, whether through not. But, 5-1 at home. Here the Dolphins are sitting there playing for something. But special teams is really the thing that's kept them in this thing.
They're a good kicker blocking team, very aggressive. They rush about three-quarters of the punts, and they've had a lot of success in their return game. They cover well. They play good situational football. So their kicker's done a great job. He's only missed one field goal, so that's part of winning those close games.
You look at their offense, what they've been able to do. I know, obviously, Danny's a tough kid, thinks he's going to go in this game, had the knee injury, stills. They have some guys that could get downfield and layer things in the passing game for them, especially if they get the running game going. You got to be aware of that.
Yeah, well, the two big play guys for them are, of course, Stills and Parker. Parker's is a big physical kid. He's about 220 pounds, who can go up and get the ball and take it away from most DBs. And Stills is very, very fast. And he's an explosive player down the field, so if he's even, he's leaving. He can create separation and has a lot of explosive playmaking ability. So those two guys in particular, and then you combine that with the running game, play action passes, and Danny in the slot and the tight ends, they have a good ability to attack all areas of the field.
They're a different team at home. You haven't faced them in 8 weeks, but it seems like they really play well at home as opposed to on the road. And I know, that's certain traits for some football teams at this point in the year.
Yeah, they have this year. They had some big wins at home. And, Detroit came down here and upset them with a couple turnovers and all that. But that was really a game that I'm sure that the Dolphins feel like they could have won, too. So, arguably, they could be 6-0 at home. And they played extremely well in the stadium.
And Alonzo's got a good motor. He's one of their front guys. I know they've had some culture change within the team, but defensively they still got some guys up front, Wake off the edge. It's almost like he's blocking kicks in a nine technique every play. Tough to handle off the edge.
Yeah, Wake and Quinn are two of the best edge rushers in the league, and they're fast on defense. Alonzo, McMillan, Baker, all those guys run well. They make a lot of plays from behind. They strip balls, and it's hard to get long plays against them because they have good team speed. Sometimes there's a hole, you gain a few yards, and then they're fast enough to chase it down from the backside, and their two safeties are probably two of the most physical safeties in the league, in McDonald and Rashad Jones. So those two guys really do a good job. They cause a lot of fumbles with their big impact hits, as well as make a lot of tackles.
Expect them to kick Fitzpatrick outside with Howard being out in this game? I know he played against you guys last year in the slot.
Yeah, I think Fitzpatrick will play outside with probably McTyre, yep, or McCain, and then move McCain in sub situations. But it's been Howard and Fitzpatrick outside. Fitzpatrick hasn't played in there for about 3 or 4 weeks. Yeah. And, Jones and McDonald at the safety positions.
All right, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Lauren Rollins of Dover, Massachusetts. Talk about taking your team on a road, whether you have to deal with heat or cold weather. Say it's sub 30 or whether it's over 80, what's more difficult? Probably more to do with your equipment staff than coaching of the players, right?
Yeah, our equipment staff does a great job preparing us for all those conditions. And sometimes it could come up in a hurry, rain or snow or, some type of quick weather situation from the first half to the second half. So they got to have everything, and they do a great job of it, whatever it is. We've practiced in it, and we've dealt with it. So hopefully we can handle it.
All right, good luck today, Coach. I know it's a big one. Going for your 10th straight AFC East title, that'd be a big one if you get it.
You bet. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Coach. Set it back up to Beetle at Splitsville.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.